Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Cassandra Ruiz-Wise, an artist out of Crossville. Cassandra, tell me a little bit about what you do, because there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I consider myself like a freelance artist, and a stay-at-home mom. So, in my free time, I just try to make art. I feel like I probably haven't settled on a specific medium. I do a lot of digital illustration. I like to do printmaking where I carve like linoleum and make prints out of that. Yeah. And I also really like to do collages. I have like a giant bookshelf of National Geographics that I'll, you know, cut stuff out of and put together and make something funky. And I also like to try like clay and anything else I can get my hands on.
So artist covers it.
Yeah, artist.
Well, I like that because, you know, so often we get stuck in one thing that we forget there's a lot out there to try.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm just trying to find like my place, what makes me the happiest to make.
So. Perfect. How'd you get started?
Well, I've been drawing ever since I was really, really little. My dad is also an artist. His name is Gilbert Ruiz. And he drew like comic book style stuff. He drew like dinosaurs and lots of just as a kid, it was like really cool. So he would draw something and then I would copy him. I remember the first thing he taught me to draw was a spider web. So I just really got started with him. And then when I was in high school, I bought a sketchbook and then I like really started practicing and really tried to like hone my skills.
And then so for digital, especially because actually really with everything you do, but digital like is so specific and there's so much to learn and so many different programs. Did you teach yourself? Have you taken classes?
I taught myself. I really got interested in digital art when I was back in high school, but back then there was no really great program for the iPad. So I tried to use, a graphics tablet. And the way that works is, you know, you draw on it and it shows up on the computer screen and the disconnect between like my hand, my eyes, everything, I couldn't do it. I just didn't have enough coordination. So I kind of just gave up on that. And then Procreate came out, which is the app I use on my iPad. And that was amazing because I could draw
designer's best friend.
Yeah, I could draw right on the screen. You know, there wasn't that disconnect. And I started using that, and I think in 2013. And it's just what I've been drawing on primarily. So I feel like I know it really well. It's really intuitive for me. And I just taught myself.
Nice. What about the printmaking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So printmaking, a long time ago, like probably like 4 years ago, I asked my father-in-law for a printmaking kit for Christmas, and it just sat in a drawer for a really, really long time.
And then COVID hit?
Well, yeah, COVID definitely like, okay, I need to find something to do. Let's try this printmaking thing. And I was really, really into it. I like the idea that you design something, it's physical. It got me away from like digital, which I really wanted to kind of like try some more traditional stuff. And, you know, once you do the carving, you can make as many prints as you want. And that was really appealing to me. You know, you can print on fabric and make t-shirts. So it was just really fun. It's like super satisfying to do.
I can imagine. And Jen Luna is one of the artists who does that.
Oh, awesome.
In town, and her work is incredible. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some of yours.
Oh, thank you.
And then the collages, that when I heard you say that, it just took me back to being like 18 and decorating my dorm room with just collages and cutouts of the Abercrombie and Fitch bags and catalogs.
Oh, nice.
Which you have National Geographic, so I'm guessing it's a little bit different.
Yeah, less abs, but, you know, still pretty cool.
Still good to look at.
Yeah. One reason I really like that medium is because it's purely like design elements. You don't have to have any technical skills besides cutting and gluing. So once you can do that, you know, you don't have to think about the actual act of making lines and drawing. So it's a really fun thing to do to kind of like turn off your brain.
I was going to say, it seems like it could be really zen. You're just like
it is.
Finding what you like and putting it places. And
yes.
Not really worrying about how it ends up looking.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That sounds super appealing. I like it. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Cassandra.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Cassandra Ruiz Weiss, an artist out of Crossville. When you get started with something new, whether it's printmaking, if it's digital design, if it's a collage, what's your process? What's going through your head?
Right. Usually, if it has anything to do with like illustration, like digital or printmaking, I start with brainstorming and sketching. So I'll just sketch in Procreate usually. Sometimes I'll sketch in my sketchbook. And then from there, I'll start gathering reference images from online, like stock photos, and I put them all in like an app that kind of makes like a vision board kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so while I'll have that open just to like keep my eye on the prize, I guess, like concentrated on what I want my finished product to be, and then I'll just start. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. And where are you getting inspiration? Are you just like, is it you see something somewhere, or is it just
I get a lot of inspiration from nature, just like what's around me, and I always try to take something and almost mix it with something else that's maybe more bizarre, you know? Like one thing that I made was like a jellyfish, but the center of the tentacles were flowers, like instead of tentacles. So I just like combining and mixing things. I like to make stuff that people look at and just like smile or think like, oh, that's clever, you know? I draw a lot of things like based off of like my childhood and nostalgia. So I like to draw things like Pokemon, Godzilla, like big monsters, stuff like that, that just, you know, reminds me of being a kid and makes me happy.
That's fun. I think more people need to look at art as something they can do to make themselves happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need people to get away from the tortured artist, like, persona that everyone thinks, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you're an artist. You're so deep. You must be so emotional.
Yeah.
It's like, no, man, I just like to have a good time. And this is like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, a little tortured, but mostly happy.
Well, I mean, we all are a little tortured.
Right, right.
It's not the main part of what's going on.
Yeah.
Anything big, fun, exciting you're working on right now?
Well, I'm really just trying to get ready for Art Prowl. You know, I want to make sure I have, lots of stuff, a lot of different designs, different things. So, I'm mostly going to focus on printmaking and making tote bags, which I like to dye with things found in my yard. So I find acorns, which produce like a really nice gray. I find pokeberries, which do a nice, pink. Sometimes I'll use black tea to make brown, so I'll dye these tote bags, and then I'll print them with the blocks that I've made. So I'll be working on a lot of that before Art Prowl.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually just recently had a guest who does dyeing out of everything she finds that she's foraged out of nature.
Yeah, it's so neat. I'm, like, learning it all on my own, and it really, I feel like, connects me to like my Appalachian roots. It's just really cool to do something that I know people have been doing for like literally centuries. Thousands of years. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. When Erin Walker is the other artist, when she was talking about it, I'm just sitting like eyes wide open. Like I never would have thought of that because I just, you know, you get so used to just, I can go to the store and buy something in any color I want.
Right.
I can't imagine like going back to where like, you can only have this shade of green or,
right.
I mean, and I know it's not that limited and we know things now that they didn't back then and all that, but mm-hmm. whatever. Doesn't matter. Before I go off on a total tangent, so that's what you're working on now.
Yep.
And Art Prowl's coming up, which is very exciting. This is your first one.
Yeah, it's my first one, and I've never been to one. I've never gotten to go either, so it's just going to be new for me in every regard. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Art Prowl is just, it's 2 days of insanity and like months of stress and frustration working up to it, trying to get everything ready.
Yeah.
But then once you actually get there, it is amazing.
Yeah, so I'm really pumped.
I'm really excited for you for your first one.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on the scene with more from Cassandra Ruiz Weiss. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Cassandra Ruiz Weiss. Cassandra, you are in Crossville, which is a little bit like outside the normal Cookville. I get a lot of our guests are in from Cookville, but you're still definitely Upper Cumberland.
Yeah.
How has the community here and the culture here, as you've started really getting into art and especially doing your first Art Prowl, how has that either helped you or influenced you?
The art scene in Cookville is really awesome. I have a lot of friends who went to Tech for art. My best friend Vix lived up at the Craft Center and I would come visit a lot. That was super inspiring. Crossville itself, the art scene is really like just kind of starting to emerge. I try to meet with like a lot of young people and encourage them since Crossville's like a lot more rural and it's not, people aren't as like appreciative as of modern art as they are in Cookville. But also the scenery in the Upper Cumberlands is just beautiful. I think it's like the most beautiful place on earth.
So, it really is.
Yeah, that really inspires me. All the nature around here, all the insects and bugs that I find just around my house. It's awesome.
And the other thing with Crossville is it's very much, not entirely, but it's still a lot of retirees.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. They might be more, they're interested in art, but.
Yeah, it's different. It's like.
It's a different scene.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's more crafts. And I have to say, like, the Fairfield Glade area where a lot of the retirees have lived, when I do, like, festivals in Crossville, they're all, like, super welcoming. They'll come up to me and just encourage me, and it's really sweet, so. I'm glad to have them. Yeah.
Love that. Speaking of all things local, do you have any favorite local artists or favorite artists in general? And any medium, just go wild.
All right. So my favorite artist probably in general is somebody online on Instagram called Fawnwood, Fawnwood. And the stuff she makes just really inspires me. It's very like nature-based, very animal-based, but with like kind of a bizarre twist. I'm also really into comic books. So I like Mike Mignola, who wrote the Hellboy comics. He wrote them and illustrated them, and his style is just really neat. I also watch a lot of cartoons. So Threw Up Van Orman is one of my absolute favorites. He made the show Flapjack, so he's really good. For local artists, man, everybody I know from here is like my favorite artist, so it's hard to say.
It's impossible to say, and I'm always afraid I'm going to leave someone off.
Yeah, there's so many, so I will just take a step back from that one and say that all of my friends from here are amazing artists, and they inspire me daily.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it goes right back to the culture here, but the artist community here is insane with how supportive everybody is. Everyone's encouraging. Yeah. No one's trying to be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing.
Like finding those groups.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually really blessed because across the street from me is someone named Alessandra Stewart, and she's kind of like my partner. We do festivals together, and she lived across the street from me, and I didn't really know until COVID that she was an artist, you know? So now we get together like weekly and make stuff together, and it's just really good for me to have like that mini community of me and her just like right across the street from each other. It's really cool. She'll be at Art Prowl as well.
Oh, lovely. I'm looking forward to seeing that. What are you hoping other people get out of your work? I know you want to make people smile.
Yeah, yeah, that's my big thing. You know, I just want it to be aesthetically pleasing to people. My work isn't it's not like a thinking piece, you know, you don't look at it and like ponder for a while. I don't think. So I just wanted to make people happy. Like when I'm doing festivals and people walk by my art and they look at it and laugh or smile, like that's really worth it to me. It sounds cheesy, but even if they don't like buy it, I'm like, oh, that was worth more than the money. You know? It just, you know, makes me really happy.
100% understand that. And lastly, Art Prowl is coming up.
Yes.
November 11th and 12th.
Yes, ma'am.
Where will you be?
I will be at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, CPAC, and I will be there with 5 other amazing artists that I got to meet with earlier, and we're super excited to be there. The space is beautiful, lots of natural light, so we're going to have a great time setting up there.
That'll be wonderful. That's part of the Emerging Artists Group at Art Prowl this year, which will also be at Putnam County Library on Broad. So make sure you check out Cassandra and all the other emerging artists November 11th through 12th.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.